thirsty interactions. The Bible is a book of relationships. We as people on this planet Earth, we love relationships. Sometimes we hate special relatives. But it's not the aim of God. The relationships which are very, very important for us are family relationships and relationships within the church. Now the Apostle Paul, knowing how people act usually in life, he wrote to the Romans. In Romans chapter 15, verse 5 and the following. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward the other, according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, verse 7, receive you one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Receive you one another. When you asked Jesus that he may forgive you your sins, which you repented, he received you, didn't he? And what were the conditions? You're asking. Your regret. And you're praying for forgiveness. And he forgave you, didn't he? So that's the point. And Paul says here, remember Jesus, how he received you. So you should receive one another. But this person in church, he said, and he did, and he acted, and yes. And what do you have to do? Receive you one another as Jesus received you. Just one sentence. There's a point in that. Do it. Act as Jesus acted with you. So act with your brother. In the letter to the Ephesians, this is the church, Paul stayed there for the longest of all the churches he founded. And there he writes, in chapter 4, verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. He knows that we sin against each other in words and deeds. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. That's God's aim with us, isn't it? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Are you with me? But the other one, he did this and that. That's right. And what should you do then? But he is guilty. Of course. Are we guilty? guilty in front of Jesus? Of course we are. What's his reaction if we regret and ask for forgiveness? We should act as he acted with you, shouldn't we? Then you will experience peace. Peace is sweet, believe me.